Okay, today's daf mem beis. We're on the bottom of the aleph on the beis, last line by the two dots. Rav Yossi Omer Yontif. So you go back to the Mishnah. Rav Yossi is discussing a case of someone who's toa b'dvar mitzvah, meaning he was so engrossed in doing the mitzvah that at the same time that he's doing the mitzvah, he does something wrong. So the Mishnah says, Rav Yossi Omer Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag. So it's the first day of Sukkot, Shechalios b'Shabbos, which is on Shabbos. So midoraisa. He's supposed to take lulav, right? B'shachach, and he forgot. B'hotzi etzalulav b'shusarabim, and he forgot. And in his zeal to do the mitzvah, he took the lulav out into the shusarabim. So Rav Yossi said he's putter from being chal Shabbos and putter malasar. B'vnei shotzi b'rishus, because he took it out b'rishus. He was right, as Rashi said there. He was b'rishus mitzvah hayetarud, right? He was thinking about doing the mitzvah. He was too busy, so he's putter. So Amar Abaye in the bottom. So Abaye says, Lo Shanu, when do we say in this case that he's putter for taking the lulav into the Rishus HaRabim? Elo Shalo Yotzevo. It's only if he has not yet been Yotze the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. Right? The Lo Shanu, Rashi says, the putter, Elo Shalo Yotze Yedei Chobas Netila Kodem Shotzio. Only if he wasn't Yotze the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav before he went out. The Hashta Tarab Mitzvah, because now he's busy with the mitzvah, b'tar d'var mitzvah, and he made a mistake by the mitzvah. The Gemara says, I'm going to go back to Rashi, about yotzebo, but if he has already been yotzi the mitzvah beforehand, and then he takes the lulav out into the Rishus HaRabim, then he would be chayev. Back to Rashi, about yotzebo kodem shehotzio sulo sub d'var mitzvah. It's no longer busy, he's not making a mistake with d'var mitzvah, because he's not doing the mitzvah. Right? Below taru mehashto b'mitzvah lasoso. He's not taru in the mitzvah, because he already was yotzei. The Gemara says, well, wait a second, so then what would be the case of where he would be able to carry out without having been yotze the mitzvah in advance? Because mida agve, the moment he lifts it up, we said that before, right? Mida agve, nafakve, the moment he lifts up the lulav and picks it up, he's going to be yotze. Right? Rashi says, hachi koshele, hechi dami lo yotzevo. What's going to be the case where he's not yotze the mitzvah? Halo hotzio ele in kain higbio. He can't take it out unless he picks it up. Umid agve, and the second he picks it up, nafak be yedei chobas lakicha. He's yotze by taking it. The katani potter, and we say that he's potter. So Amar Abaye, Bekmar says, Amar Abaye, like we said before in Tosos, right? Amar Abaye, kisha hafcho. When you carry it out, holding them upside down. Right? Not only yotze the mitzvah, if you're holding a derek yidulan, which is right side up, he took him out, holding it down. Right? Rashi says, Amar Abaye, kisha hafcho, kisha igbiyu, so he carried it in a way in that he wasn't Yotzei the mitzvah. And Rava says, another way, Rava Amar Filo Tema Shalo Havcho, maybe even if he didn't turn it upside down, he took it out in a kli. So he's not holding it. Maybe he took it out of the bag, he took it out in a kli. The Mara says, how can Rava say Hotzio Bekli would be a sufficient way to prevent you being yotzei the mitzvah? Didn't Rabbi say the other day we saw, right? How Rabbi Huda Amar Lekicha Yedava Achar Shema Lekicha? That right? Rabbi said you wrap the sudar around it and you take the lulav means of something else. Something else is holding it. Yedava Achar, you're still going to be yotzei. The Gemara says no. Honey Mili Derek Kavod Aval Derek Bizayon Lo. Derek Kavod Yes. Derek Bizayon Lo. Derek Bizayon Rashi says Kigom Bekaara. It's on a plate. So I don't think it means bizayon like it's something that's not appropriate. It just means in a way that shows that you're not holding the lulav. Like you put the lulav on a plate and you carry the plate. I don't know what it means by putting it in our bags. Like going to Rav, if you take the lulav, you put it in your lulav bag and then you walk it to shul and you're carrying the lulav in one hand and the esrog in the other hand, or you yotze the mitzvah. I don't know. Maybe that's why people do it at home. They take the, I don't know.
It's in the bag, former chatzisa, which.
What we said before, you could carry with a sudar, right? You can wrap something around it and use it as a handle. I said the other day.
That was
Rava's view, but okay.
Not what the...
I understand, but so according to Rava, would you be...
And the other thing is that the Gemara completely dismisses the Anuyim as a mitzvah.
So in a little bit now, later on, they'll seem to indicate that Anuyim might be part of the mitzvah. It seems to be a tension. Right. As to whether
even if the bracha, so what? So you still have
right.
taken because you're doing nanuim, right?
With right.
So, but that's not Torah.
No, the nanuim seem to be like you're still yotzei the mitzvah. Nanuim seems to be something extra. It seems to me. But the Gemara says, "Amar Ravuna." Ravuna says, Omer Ayer Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi used to also, remember, this is we're all within Rav Yossi Shita in the Mishnah, so he's quoting Rav Yossi again. Olas Oaf. So you have an Olas Oaf, an bird, Shenimsa Bein HaGafayim. It's found amongst, right, it's found amongst other birds. The Olas birds and the Chatos birds, they got sort of mixed up, or he was in the area where he thought everything was a Chatos bird, and there's really an Olas bird. One of the main differences is that a Chatos bird you're allowed to eat, and an Olas Oaf bird you're not allowed to eat. Right, so he says, so he found the Kasavar Chatos Oaf. He thinks it's a Chatos Oaf. Kasavar Chatos Oaf, he, va'achla, and he eats it, he's putter. He's putter from what? He's putter from bringing a carbon me'ila, because he's utilizing Hekish. He's putter from me'ila. So the Gemara says, why? So what are you trying to teach us? Because he was involved in the mitzvah of the chilus karbanos, of eating the carbon Chatos, and he was told by the bar mitzvah, so he said that he's potter. So he says, Micah Mashman, the Tobit bar mitzvah potter? You come and teach us the Tobit bar mitzvah is exempt? Hainuach, that's the same thing he told us in the Mishnah. So what's the difference? Why is Rabbi Yossi giving us a second case? So Rashi just explains why you would have a case where we'd be confused. Because usually the Chatos birds and the Olos birds are on different separate sides of the Mizbeach. He says every now and then when there are too many Olos, so they would leave the Olos birds also on the side of the Mizbeach where the Chatos birds were. So he really thought that they would, you know, unless he knew exactly what was going on there, he really would have thought that this is a Chatos bird. That's why he would have gotten confused. So, the Gemara says, so why are you giving us this case? You're giving us this case to teach me that an Olos, that Tobit Var Mitzvah is Potter? Right? He's like, Hainu Hach. No, so Ma'ad Tema, there's a difference. Ma'ad Tema Hossam, who the Tobit Var Mitzvah Potter, Hainu De Ava Mitzvah. Well, maybe you would say the reason why in the case of the lulav, the Tobit Bar Mitzvah is going to be potter, is because at the end of the day, he's going to do the mitzvah. At the end of the day, he's going to be taking the lulav. But here, by the fact that he ate the ola oaf, he's not doing the mitzvah. He was Tobit Bar Mitzvah, but never comes about and accomplishes a mitzvah. He said, Hainu had the avid mitzvah, al-hacha, the tard bar mitzvah, alo avid mitzvah, aim alo. Maybe he wouldn't have this rule of Tobit Bar Mitzvah. Kamash Malan. That doesn't matter, I guess. Rashi says, Maldatema, towards the bottom of the short lines. Maldatema b'masnisin hu t'potter. Maybe you'll say in our Mishnah is potter. Mishnah b'tabed var mitzvah v'sof sof. At the end of the day, as the mitzvah. He does a mitzvah shenata halula b'hotzozo. Via this hotzah, he went to go to shul or wherever to be yotze the mitzvah. And at the end of the day, he was yotze the mitzvah. Aval hacha, but in the case of eating the wrong bird, lo as the mitzvah b'achilas im olas ofi. There's no mitzvah b'chilus karbanos if he ate an ola. If he ate an ola, you're not supposed to eat the ola. So Gemara says, "No kamash malan, Rav Huna, the Shmuel le Rabbi, the lo shani Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi makes no distinction between tabed bar mitzvah, asa mitzvah, the tabed bar mitzvah, lo asa mitzvah. No, as long as he's in the process of he thinks he's doing a mitzvah, doesn't matter whether or not he was actually yotzei a mitzvah at the end of the day. Meisvei. So he asked. Now we're going to ask a question. Again, we're going to sheet the Rav Yosi. So we bring down another member of Rav Yosi. Meisvei, right? Rav Yossi says Tobit Bar Mitzvah is Potter. The following case, Rav Yossi Omer, Hashochet es Hatamid she'ena mevukar kilchaso b'Shabbos chayiv chatos. Okay, on Shabbos you're allowed to shechet the carbon tamid, right? It's a mitzvah, right? Because it says moado, right? In its time. But what this person does is he shechs an animal that wasn't checked. Rashi says ena mevukar. He's chayav for chatas. Rashi's first, second of the medium lines. Mishum shchita b'Shabbos she'ena shal mitzvah ve'ena docha. He's supposed to check the animal. It's supposed to be 4 days in the pen to make sure that there's no mumim. So this person checks doesn't check the animal and shechs it. I guess in his zeal, and he's chayav for carbon chatas. He's chayav for violating Shabbos. Why? It's Tobit Bar Mitzvah. He wants to bring the carbon tamid. He's so busy to do the carbon tamid, he forgot. He didn't check it. So why is he chayav for shchita on Shabbos? Right, so Meisvei, Rav Yossi Omer, Shochet es Hatamid, She'enu Avukar, Kilchasa, B'Shabbos, Chayiv Chatas, and Tzarech Tamid Acher. You're not Yotzi the Korban Tamid, you have to bring another animal. So Amar Lei, so he says back to them, don't bring me that case. Bar Mine, pull that out. Dahi, Bar Mine Dahi, don't listen to that case. Daha Itmar Allah, Amar of Shmuel, Bar Chatoi, Amar of Amunna, Saba, Amar of Yitzhak, Bar Aishan, Amar of Huna, Amar Rav. Okay, so Rav said that why is that case different already? They went to the wrong area. Like the animals were kept in a certain lishka, a certain chamber. That's where he would go, and he would go and take those animals, And maybe in his zeal, he didn't check it. But if he went to the wrong place to begin with, it's not Tobit Bar Mitzvah. It's too far removed to say Tobit Bar Mitzvah. He took the animal from outside or something like that. Rashi says, Milishka she'enu v'karin, de'en zet Tobit Bar Mitzvah. Shabbatayim shabbalishka ezo enu torud, she'enu omdim liakrava. He went to a place where the animals are not supposed, we know what takes those animals to be mocked of them as a karbon. Had he gone to the lishka of the animal of lishka where they kept the animals for korban tamid, and he was so in his zeal he forgot to check and then shefted it, then maybe he would be potter. But here he didn't even check. He didn't even go to the right place. He went to the wrong. So that's why he would be chayiv, and it's not a case of tovei b'dvar mitzvah. Okay, let's do a puzzle. Skip something. Just to go back before, we said we made a distinction, right? We thought we made a habit. Our habmina was that maybe by our Mishnah he's told with bar mitzvah, because so if he was yotzei the mitzvah. But by the oldest oak, we had the habmina say that he's not going to be yotzei. He's not going to be a case of told with bar mitzvah because at the end of the day he's not yotzei the mitzvah. They say kamash malon, it doesn't matter. Tosfos has brought a different gear set about that. Tosfos Dibur Masu Mahu, it says the Isvarm de Garsi, that this would be the case. You would have thought, Mahu de Tema, Hani Mili Mitzvah de Rami Alei. Now when do we say Tovid Var Mitzvah? When it's your mitzvah. No one can be Yotze, no one can be Motzi. You have to do the mitzvah. Right? So Ntinos Lulav, as long as no one can take Lulav for you, it's a mitzvah of Gufo, you have to do it. So maybe it's saying in that instance, Tovid Var Mitzvah would be Pater. Aval mitzvah, the low Rami Alei, but the mitzvah, like Achilas Kachim, it's not necessarily on you. It's a mitzvah, the Kachim have to be eaten. Tosfos seems to be saying. But it's not necessarily, you're not necessarily the one who has to eat it. Any Kohen could eat it. Right? But mitzvah, the low Rami Alei, aim alo, klomra lula blo sagile lo shakil to yashar al deacher, al chatas efshar shakan acher. So maybe that would have been your Havamina. Your Havamina would have been that a mitzvah that you have to do, begupo, that they have a that you can have Tovid Bar Mitzvah. A mitzvah which is not necessary that you have to do it. Maybe that wouldn't be Tovid Bar Mitzvah. And then Rabbi Yossi says, no, Kamash Malan, it makes no difference. As long as you are involved in the mitzvah, whether it has to be you or it could be you, it's still not going to be any difference. Okay. Next Mishnah. Mikabeles Isha Miyad Bina. The woman, so again, I think this is talking about on Shabbos. Right, they're taking this is on Shabbos, the first day that we said yesterday, Yom Tov Rishon Shachal, Shachal Yosef Shabbos, I think we're still in that. So, Mikabelas Isha Miyad Bina, the woman can accept the lula from her son, Umiyad Baila, or from her husband, Umach Zirasa Lemayim B'Shabbos. And she could put it back in the water, because the lula was sitting in the water, she could put it back into that water on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says as follows, B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, Machzirin. You can only, in the water, you can take the lulav and put it back into the water. On Yontif, Mosifin. On Yontif, it's not Shabbos, you can actually even add more water. Right? If you're running low on water, you can add more water into the pot for the lulav. B'moed, Machlifin. And the Cholomoed, you can even switch the water. You can change the water. Right? Rashi says, what's going on? Mikabelis Isha Miyad Binah Ubaila, Es Lulavehem. She can take their lulav. Below Armina, we don't say that she's carrying something that's muksa. She's not mukhayeves, right? I should say that. And machzir lamayim, you can put it in the water, shlo yichmot, so it doesn't wither. B'shavis machzirin, he says why? Sharei mikan natlum, they took it from here to begin with. So you can put it back. Aval lo mosifin mayim, right? You can't put more water in on Shabbos. Kol shekein she'im achlif l'mayim. You can't switch the water, like just pour these out and put new ones in. Rashi says why? Because that's too much of a tircha. Okay, and she says moed machlipin, and on the chol moed you can switch the water. The Gemara then says katan hayodeya l'na'aneya. Here, Marshall, that's what I was talking about to you before. A katan who knows enough, he knows how to do the mitzvah, he knows how to shake the lulav l'na'aneya, right? Chayv lulav. He's chayv lulav. So it seems to be here. That the point, at what point that the consider the katan as being enough bar das to do the mitzvah, he has to know how to shake the lulav, which seems to indicate that nanuim is part of the mitzvah.
Well, not necessarily. Right. Because machluk is nanuim, you need nanea, but the bracha.
Okay.
So maybe they talk about just making the bracha.
Right, but he's saying that you have to, it could say that maybe here they're talking about Nanuim. They're talking about not maybe necessarily Nalav, but maybe Nanuim at the Bracha. So Gemara says, Pshita, it's Pasha, right? Why wouldn't she be able to take the Lulav? Mahu the Tema, you would say, Ho v'isha lav baska yuvahi, that since the woman is not a baska yuva in the Tilas Lulav, because it's a mitzvah, let's say she is my grandma, and therefore for her, there's no mitzvah, and therefore for her it might be muksa on Shabbos. Emelo tekabel, kamash malan, that we don't say that. Rashi says, Emelo de legaba ika isra tiltol. So Rashi says something interesting. He says, kamash malan, what do we say? She says, kevon de ro'oi l'natilas anoshim, since this item is ro'oi for the men to take, because it's docha Shabbos, right? It's kevon de ro'oi l'natilas anoshim, Torah's kli alav, that creates shame kli on the lulav, umutra v'tiltol l'kol, and therefore everyone's allowed to carry it and to move it, because it's a kli. So al-dechronim asks, why do you have to go on to the fact that the reason why she's allowed to move it is because the husband's allowed to move it? She's okay. She's not mukuyevis in the mitzvah, but she has a right to do the mitzvah, right? Woman can pick it up. According to Shita Sabina Tam, she could do the mitzvah. She makes a bracha. So why is Rashi going? So maybe it could be Rashi's going on that because he's saying he doesn't hold that. Maybe Rashi holds like the other shitos that say that the women are not yotzei the mitzvah and they wouldn't make a bracha. They wouldn't make a bracha of Asher Kri'at Shema Mitzvah Tzivanu. What's going on? Why does Rashi have to give one reason when there's maybe potentially a better reason for the woman?
And didn't Rashi's daughter's work
feeling? Urban legend. No. Maybe yes, maybe no.
That spell brings to your Rishalmi that once the lulav has been put down, it does become muksa. And that's why it says biyad. So this is not actually being put down. It's taken from the hand of...
Interesting.
Which I think is an interesting
answer. Interesting. And quotes over here from Salafetchik. He says, Yesh Lamir, Hayer, Lama lo piris Rashi. Why doesn't Rashi say, the roi halulav, but tilas hanashim, that the woman can carry the lulav, an atzman. He says, Nira, it seems that that's Rashi, she'en le nashim ki a mitzvah klal. He says, the women don't have a mitzvah at all. Ki muf kolos mi ki a mitzvah, hasei she'ez man grumba. Ve'bekach cholik Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. And we argue on Rabbeinu Tam. He says, maybe you can say also, you can say that no, that here we're talking about only on Shabbos. It's only talking about on Shabbos. So since it's Shabbos and the women don't have the mitzvah, so therefore maybe there would be a gezeira that they're not to take it because they're not going to be they don't have a chiyuv to do it. Also, so therefore the only reason why they can carry it is agav the fact that it's a kli because the husband can carry it.
Then she does Rambam. I mean, Sfaradim don't do that, right?
Sfaradim hold like the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch that women do not make the bracha on mitzvah sheishes as magram. Yeah, it's a
machlokes. Why does it have to give both cases of the husband and the son? I understand maybe the woman relies on the son relies on the mother for whatever if he's a cousin. But why does it have to give the case then of the
I would just say it's agav nils agav orcha.
The cotton is higher.
But it doesn't say cotton here. But it says bina. I think it's agav orcha. She could take it from anybody. Woman can take it from her son. Could take it from her husband.
I don't think. Child,
right. Why does it have to bring both?
He's saying, why do you think both examples? I just think it's Aga Borcha, just mentioning the people in her household. By the way. Okay, so Gemara says, Katan Hayodei Lunanea. It says, the Katan who knows how to shake the lulav, he is Chayab with the lulav. So when he reaches that age. Right? Rashi says, Chayab lulav, L'chancho midivrayim, for chinuch. So these are the time frames whereby you have to start being mechanech the child. So Gemara gives a list. Excuse me. Katan yodei l'naneya chayev belulav. L'sateif, if he knows how to wrap himself, chayev betzitzis. Then you have to be mechanechim betzitzis. Lishmor tefillin, if he knows how to keep the tefillin clean, aviv lo keach lo tefillin. Father buys in tefillin, which is interesting because we don't do that. We just wait till he's pretty much, some people do a month before, a week before, and no one's doing it like the kid's 9, 10 years old, they're not doing that. Yodei l'daber, when she starts learning how to speak, aviv lomdo Torah v'kriyashma. The father teaches him Torah and Kriyashma. What does that mean? Teaches him all Torah. He says, Mahi, Torah, Mahi, what's Torah? Amar of Hamnuna. You teach him. So the moment he can speak, you teach him Torah Tzivolanu Moshe Morashak Ilus Yaakov. Those are what Pasuk can teach him. And Kriyashma, what do you have to teach him right away? Mahi, Pasuk Rishon. That's the first Pasuk, which seems to indicate that there's something more special about the first. There's a whole machlok from Sechas Brachos about what is the mitzvah de Oraisa of Kriyashma. Some actually say, just Kabbalah al-Malach al-Shamayim, which is the first pasuk. Okay. Ayodei lishmor gufo, if it reaches a point where the katan knows how to keep his body clean, cleaning meaning tahor, so then ochlim al gufo taros. Then we say that even if his body touched something, we still assume that they're tahor, and people who are eating, who only eat things for tahara, can still eat that item. Lishmor siyado, once he knows how to keep his hands clean, remember because hands are they made a gzera on hands at their shneos, he says, lishmor siyado, ochlim al yadav taros. Then we can, even if he touched something, we still won't be concerned that he's tameh, and we can still eat it for tahara. Hayodeya lishael, so if he knows how to, here seems, I think it means Yisrael means, knows how to respond. If he knows how to respond, meaning, if you walk up to him, Rashi says, he said, hayodeya lishael, she'im sholim oso nagato betumazo, yodei lahashiv hein olav o en yodeya. If you ask him whether or not he touched tumah, and he's able to say yes, no, or I'm not sure. I don't know. So in the case of, so if that's the case, we already enter the regular rules. And if he says I don't know, when we have a suffix, so if it's in Rishus Harabim, he'll be tahor. If it's in Rishus Hayachid, he'll be tamei. And the regular rules of suffix tum and Rishus Harabim is tahor, and suffix tum and Rishus Hayachid is tamei. Yodei lisho Rishus Hayachid sveiko tamei, Rishus Harabim sveiko tahor. Hayodei lifros. So he knows how to spread his hands. This is Kohen. So he knows how to put out his hands. So then we assume he's old enough and he's prepared enough. And Chokin lo truma v'beis hagronos. And we can give him truma in the storehouse, and we're not going to be concerned that he's going to be metame the truma. So here's a machlokas Rashi Tosos. Rashi says that what's going on here, Chokin lo truma v'beis hagronos. He says, before this, before he knows how to spread his hands out, we don't give it to him in his storehouse. We give it to him in his house. Right, the Hakitan Gemara, the Nosim Alon, what did Rashi say it? Oh, he says at the bottom. He says, if he, umakirin bahem, umishayodeo lipros, the last line, when he knows how to put out his hands, uporis betzivor, and therefore he can duchin, Hakol Yodim Shevi Shtei Saros. Everyone knows that he's already brought Shtei Saros, and he's a gadol, and therefore he can get the truma in the Beis Hagronos because we know that he's a gadol. And Rashi says she ain't katan poris kapov, because we know that a katan doesn't duchen. So therefore, it must be that we're talking about a case if he does go up and duchen. Everyone knows he's a gadol, and therefore everyone knows that he can give him truma in the Beis Hagronos. Tosfos says that's just inconsistent with all the cases that we had in this brisa. All the cases that we had in the Brisa were a case of someone who's a katan, who reached a certain age, and therefore we're mechanechin. So why all of a sudden here now we're talking about a case where Rashi's saying that it's proving that he's a gadol? All the cases are that he's a katan. Right? So Tosfos says it must be, we're talking about a case where he says that if he knows how to duchen, we give him beis agronos, even though he's a katan. Rashi quoted the Mishnah Megillah that says that a katan's not allowed to duchen. So Tosfos says that case is that a katan is not allowed to duchen alone, but he is permitted to duchen if somebody is omeid, if a golden is with him, then we have katan duchen all the time. They go up with their father because that's what Tosfos says. The rule is if someone goes with the katan. So Tosfos says that we're still to make it consistent with all the other cases in this list. It's talking about a case of someone who's still a katan, but once he goes up and he's old enough that if somebody's with him, he knows how to duchen. That means he's mature enough that we can give him truma in the beis agronos and not be concerned that he's going to be metame them. Okay. Katan hayodeya. The next case is hayodeya lishchot. If he knows how to shecht, Rashi says, okay, lishchot la'amin yodov. He knows how to keep his hand. He's strong enough to hold a knife. He knows what to do. So therefore, if he shechts, we can eat from his shechita, even though he's a katan. But Amar Ravuna, the caveat is, v'usha gadol omen al gabov. As long as somebody is standing with him. Right? Someone's standing with him. Right? Tosfos says, even if he doesn't know the halachos, why? Because the farish of Unav, who should go to Al Gavav, the Ra'ash, the Shah, the Odoras, he says that he's quoting Rashi, that he doesn't know that he doesn't drag the knife, doesn't put too much pressure on the knife, right? You can eat from that shrita. Amar of yes. Do they do it? I don't know.
According to this,
I don't know. A woman definitely can. I mean, I'll be Allah, I don't think it's done, but I think the woman can. Gemara talks about Nechulin, because it says a kol shokhet, right? It's in first mission Nechulin. Pei reshot to the katan, right? right? So maybe go, yeah, if something's called middle gabbav, but definitely, it's a cult. Fine. Yochol le'echol kezayis dogon. So if the child is old enough that he can eat a kezayis worth of any grain, then his soa is going to be considered something that's disgusting enough that you have to move away from it to daven. Right? Yochol le'echol kezayis dogon marhikim mit soa so uminei raglav arba amos. Because I guess if he eats a kezayis dogon, that the soa from eating that is considered mos. Rashi says marhikim mit soa so. I guess that smells. Other one. Okay. Other Rav Chizda says, only if he can eat the kezayis dagon within the time period of the bechilas pras, whatever, 9 minutes, whatever the shear is. Amar Rav Chia braid Rav Yava, ubegadol, and a gadol, apal pish in yochel leachol kedeyas chilas pras. By gadol, even if he doesn't eat, the wheat within a kedeyachilus pras, so automatically you have to stay away from. Diksiv, the pasuk says, v'yosef das, yosef machov. As he gets older, it gets more pain. So I guess as something about getting older, it counts even more. Right? Yochol lechol kezayit sli. If a katan is able to eat a kezayit of roasted meat, shochtin alav es haPesach, then you can shecht the korban Pesach for him. So I'm not sure what that means. Like you can shecht it for him individually. Rashi says no. Mamin also b'nei chabura. He can be part of the chabura. The ilo lo. But if he can't eat a kezayit of roasted meat, I guess maybe roasted meat is a little tougher. So as opposed to maybe he can eat boiled meat, but he can't eat roasted meat, right? But if he lo the tziv ish lufi achlo tichasu haroy lachil. That's for somebody who can eat it. The question is, a katam aren't, you can check for a katam, katanim are not supposed to eat kachem.
No, korban Pesach, I've been counted as one of the members of the chabura.
I understand.
A 2-year-old is not, but a 9-year-old is.
But why?
What
do you mean, why? He's a katam. Katanim are not allowed to eat kachem.
Not kachem, it's Pesach.
Carbon.
But he's mechuyav.
No, he's not. He's not a part chiyuva. The rule is that a katan doesn't eat kachem. Now, so maybe Pesach is different. You have to say something. But yeah, the rule is that a katan is not supposed to eat kachem. So why here are you bedakh is shechting it for the katan? I don't know. It seems to violate a certain rule. I don't have an answer. Okay. Your answer is probably correct. This must be something about carbon Pesach. Not real carbon because it's not eaten by the Kohanim or something like that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, when can you shech for him? Ad sheyochol libar achila, until he can. See, I guess it's an earlier time. Until he can knows what he can eat and what he can't eat. What ketzah, for example, knows him otzror. You give him a pebble, bezorko. He throws it away. He stops putting things in his mouth. But all egos benotlo. You put a nut, he can tell the difference between an egos and a tzror. The pebble will throw away, and the nut he will eat. That's old enough, and you can shech that. You can put him in the chavura for the korban Pesach. Okay, hajon alach lulav agazel, hajon alach lulav agazel, hajon alach lulav agazel. Start the fourth parak, and we'll just do the Mishnah. Okay, so the Mishnah is now going to give a list of mitzvot that we do on Sukkos, and tell us sometimes you do this mitzvah 6 days, sometimes you do this mitzvah 7 days. So Mar says lulav harava. The mitzvah, taking the lulav and taking the arava around the, taking the hashanos, shisha v'shiva. It could be 6 days. Sometimes you do it 6 days. Sometimes you do it 7 days. Rashi says lulav arava shehem b'mikdash. You're doing it in the base of mikdash. Kol shiva lulav natila the arava. Shehem b'mikdash kol shiva lulav natila v'arava lahakif. See shisha v'shiva pa'amim. Sometimes you dochen Shabbos. Sometimes it'll be dochen Shabbos and you do more seven. Behein kol shivu pa'amim shein dochim, and sometimes it's not docher Shabbos, and therefore they would only be doing it for 6 days. And I'll say the common part also. The Mishnah is going to explain that. Ha'halel v'asimcha shmona, halel on Sukkos, right? Rashi says ligmor kol shmona to do a full halel. It's 8 days. It's all 7 days of Sukkos plus shmini tzeres. The mitzvah of simcha, which Rashi says is le'echol basar shlamim, to eat the basar the shlamim. That ain't simcha el basar miyayin. The kaim olam psachim is one based on this kaim ain't simcha el basar miyayin. Shnevar v'zvach to shlamim v'chal to sham. So he says that is going to be all 8 days. That's going to be all 7 days of Sukkos plus shmini atzeres. Sukkah, the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, of leishiv the sukkah, the nisuch hamayim, and the pouring of the water libation on the mizbeach. That's 7 days. So there's no mitzvah The only mitzvah sukkah is on sukkahs. Hachalil chamisha v'shisha. The chalil, as Rashi calls it, the simplest basis of shoeva, that's either going to be 5 or 6 days, depending, because you don't do it on Yontif. So you won't do it on Yontif, and if it's also Shabbos Chol Moed, you won't do it then either. Chamisha v'shisha. Lulav shiva. Lulav is all 7 days, right? In the base of Midrash, lulav is all 7 days, even for Shabbos. So Ketzad, what's an example? Yom Tov Arishon Shochag. Sorry, but going back. This is the first case. Lulav Shiva, Ketzad. How do you have the case of lulav being 7 days? Yom Tov Arishon Shochag. So the first day of Yom Tov, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, that falls out on Shabbos. Then lulav Shiva. Then lulav is 7 days, because you take it on Shabbos, the first day. Lakachal Chem Yom Arishon, even if it's Shabbos. B'Shar Kol Yomim, but if the first day of Yom Tov falls out on any other day, then Shisha, because then it's only going to be Shabbos, will be Chol Moed. You'll have a Shabbos Chol Moed, likely, and therefore you wouldn't take Lulav on that day.
This means in the base of Mikdash.
Okay? Yeah, we said in the beginning. Lulav Arab, the first Rashi, Shehem B'Mikdash. Right? And also it could be even before we made the Takana. The Takana could be post-Mishnah. I don't know, I'm not taking the Lulav on the first day. I don't know when that Takana came in. Right, I'm saying Rashi's saying it's the mikdash, but I'm saying why would it have to be that? Why can't it be pre-takana? So Arava Shiva.
Why doesn't it just say you take a lulav every day except for Shmini Atzeres? Why does it say?
You but you don't take it every day except for Shmini Atzeres. You also don't take it on Shabbos.
Shabbos
Kol Moed. You also don't take it.
Even what do you mean
pre-takana? If you have to pre, what lulav Arava is Shisha or Shiva?
No,
it's 6 or 7. It's only 7 if the first day is Shabbos, then it's 7. If the first day is not Shabbos, it'll be 6.
Which takana? The takana that you don't take on Shabbos?
Correct.
Even in the base of Mikdash?
I don't know if that takana applied in the base of Mikdash. But maybe that's why, because it's always going to be 7 right. In the base of Mikdash, no matter
before
what.
Before you only took it one day out of the base of Mikdash, then there was one takana once the base of Mikdash was destroyed, you took it every day.
Right, and then there was another takana that you don't take it on Shabbos, because it's Shema Yavir Dalam Sfasarabim. That's the same thing with the Shofar. I'm just raising the question.
Right. Okay.
All right. So Arava Shiva, also the Arava goes walking around the Mizbeach 7 days. Ketzad, Yom Shvi Shel Arava, so Shana Arava, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, that falls out on Shabbos, then Arava Shiva. Then you would have 7 days of being makif the Mizbeach with the Arava. B'Shar Kol Yamim, for Shana Arava didn't fall out on Shabbos. So then on the day that is, Shabbos, you wouldn't walk around the Mizbeach with the Arava.
So today, Hashanah Arava cannot fall on Shabbos.
I don't believe it can.
Correct.
Correct. Mitzvahs Lulav Ketzad. What's the mitzvah of Lulav? How it is? Mitzvahs Lulav, what's the nearest here? You erase this. So mitzvah Lulav Ketzad. How do they do it in the first day? So he says, Yom Tov Rishon Shelchag, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So this is definitely talking about the Beis HaMikdash now. Yom Tov Rishon Shechag Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Okay, first day of Yom Tov is on Shabbos. So the problem is you can't carry in the Lushas HaRavim, but you have a mitzvah to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. So Molichem Es Lulavim LaHar HaBayis. I guess before Shabbos they would bring the lulav to Har HaBayis. VaHachazonim Mikavli Mehem, and I guess the Gavais would accept all the lulavim. V'Sojin Osan Al Gabay Itzdava, and they would put them on the platform. VaHazein Zekeinim Menichem Eshalahen Belishka. And the elders would put it in the chamber. Umilamdim osam lomar, and they would teach everyone to say, Kol mishe magia lulavili ado harehu lo b'matana. So they basically, you put your lulav down with the understanding that whoever picks it up, it's going to be theirs for that day. I'm being makne my lulav, so don't buy such an expensive one because you may not get yours. I'm being makne my lulav to whoever picks it up. So everyone brings the lulav in, and then you go in, first come, first serve, I guess, you pick up a lulav and esrog the next day. Right, so lamachra the next day, mashkimin, they wake up, ubain, and they come, chazanin, zorkim osam lifneim, and the gavais would toss the lulav in and esrog them, I guess, to everybody. They would throw them, right? Vehein mechatvin, and they would all jump to get the lulav, umakin ish es chaveiro, and they would push and shove, and people would get hurt, I guess. Ukeshero based in Shabbat de Sakana, and when they saw it was coming to a Sakana, I don't know what happened. Like, what do they think? They think there wouldn't be a Sakana. Like, that would, you say, when they realized, maybe there weren't so many people originally, and then the more people coming, right? Ukeshero based in Shabbat de Sakana, hiskinu, they made a Sakana, she called Echa vi Echa, no tel be beso. They made a Sakana that, okay, everyone should just take the lulav in their in their house.
So clearly, in that case, you talk about
even outside. It's even outside the Beis Hamikdash. Would take its first day. So even outside, they would take the lulav in their house. That's what they do. So the Gemara is not going to say. The Gemara will pick up. Gemara will go into the takanas tomorrow about why you can't take lulav on Shabbos. Okay, we will stop here.
So you have to say, so there was no takana then, so you have to say that.